now, and there is growing concern up on Capitol Hill about these attacks on civil liberties. There are some significant crackdowns in some of our larger cities, and I understand, you know, you have to self-quarantine and whatever, but now they're threatening to arrest people for going out to exercise in Chicago. They're shutting down gun stores in some communities. What concerns you about that?
Well, it is a concern because people still have not yielded over their constitutional rights. They have a right to assemble. They maybe shouldn't, but they have the right to. And short of declaring martial law and putting us under that level of essential government control, a mayor doesn't have the power just to say, you can't buy a gun, you can't buy ammo. In fact, smart mayors would be saying, if this thing continues to last, you might be prepared to protect yourself, your home, your family, because if people get desperate and they go to the store and they can't buy toilet paper, they may bust into your house to get yours. I'm being half facetious, but Todd, this could get more serious. We've seen times in our country when desperate people started looting stores and breaking into homes. If you're willing to wait for the cops to get there in 15 to 30 minutes, then fine. Just sit by the phone and tell them where to not only pick up your body, but call the next of kin. But I think a lot of people recognize that this is a time, no matter who you are and where you live, this is a time to be prepared to protect yourself, your property, and your family in case nobody else can.
And, of course, the big headline on Drudge, they